With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hundreds left yesterday. We may see more of the same today. Foreign nationals and injured Palestinians allowed to escape war-torn Gaza via the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. And that's where we find the BBC's Anna Foster.
There has been a new and updated list that's been published today. Again, it's people who have foreign passports, people with dual nationalities, around 600, with maybe 400 or so of those being people who hold US citizenship. The idea is, certainly the suggestion is, that as the days go on, people will be able to leave. But of course, it's important to remember that more than 2 million people live in Gaza. They cannot choose to leave. They are under constant bombardment. So the people who are leaving is only a very, very small number of the overall total of people who are in Gaza at the moment.
While Israel has faced pressure to pause its military campaign, Senator Lindsey Graham says no amount of civilian casualties in Gaza will dissuade him from supporting Israel in its war on Hamas.
The senator answered no when asked by CNN whether there should be a threshold of civilian deaths, at which point he begins to question Israel's tactics. Graham added that they should, in his words, be smart and seek to avoid civilian casualties, but also noted it's something Israel's already doing. Given Hamas's strategy of using non-combatants as human shields, Graham says of civilian casualties, quote, I'm blaming Hamas, I'm not blaming Israel at all. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Colorado isn't the only state where there's an attempt to keep former President Trump off of next year's ballot. A similar effort has been launched in Minnesota. With the help of some Republicans, a resolution of censure against Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib for anti-Semitic remarks has been tabled. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. Dow futures up 161. NASDAQ futures ahead 153. This is SRN News. This Sunday is the annual International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and believers across the U.S. will be holding up their embattled brothers and sisters in foreign lands.
Brother Andrew, the founder of our ministry, famous for smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, 70-some years ago, was famous for saying that, our prayers go where we cannot.
Ryan Brown, CEO of Open Doors U.S.
The church in America needs to be walking with our persecuted brothers and sisters, not because of what we have to offer them, but because of what they have to offer us. Few would argue that we're living in a post-Christian culture, increasingly within the United States, and our persecuted brothers and sisters have walked a road before us and have set an example, often at great cost to themselves.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. This is SRN News. The NASA spacecraft named Lucy has a close encounter with an asteroid, the space vessel's first on its way in its long journey to Jupiter.
This asteroid was a little one called Dinkanish, only about a half mile across and about 300 million miles from Earth in the main asteroid belt beyond Mars. This was a dry run for the bigger and more alluring asteroids ahead. The main targets for Lucy are the so-called Trojans near Jupiter that are considered to be time capsules from the dawn of the solar system. Lucy is expected to zip past the final two asteroids in 2033. It will take at least a week for the spacecraft to send back its pictures and data from this flyby. Lead scientist Hal Levison says until now, Dinkanish has only been an unresolved smudge in the best telescopes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stock futures pointing to a higher open on Wall Street this morning. NASDAQ futures up 153. More details at SRNnews.com.